You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Streaming on 702.co.za.
The 702 app.
And on DStv channel 856.
It's 6 minutes now after 11. Welcome to the third and final hour of the Clement Magnatella Show. I am Thabo Mdluli for Clement this morning. Thank you very much for joining us and for your engagement. This is now the relationship focus and today's topic, how to deal with a jealous partner, right? There are many factors that contribute to jealousy in a relationship. You know, maybe because low self-esteem issues, maybe past experiences, maybe jealousy in a relationship can also be more about your own vulnerabilities and not your partner's actions, actually. It's important then to talk about these experiences and be mindful of each other, be mindful of triggers, respect each other's spaces. It's important to acknowledge this particular dynamic for yourself in a relationship and the number of questions that come out from there. What is jealousy? What is a jealousy that shows that you value the relationship on the emotions themselves? Is there other emotions that come with the emotion of jealousy? And if you've experienced this in a relationship, you're currently experiencing it now and you're comfortable to share with us and you'd like to share your story and maybe even share your insights and your knowledge and how you've navigated that space, please give us a call now on 011-883-0702. We look forward to hearing your thoughts. You can send us a voice note if you like on 072-702-1702. How to deal with jealousy, how you dealt with it, how it manifested, and how you were able to deal with the paranoia, the demands, the scrutiny, the insecurity, the accusations, you know, there's a list, there's a bucket list of things that come with it. But don't listen to me. Let's speak to the expert, relationship coach, Paula Quincy, joining us to help us in this conversation. Paula, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Thabo, to you and the listeners.
I'm glad that you are going to be handling this because, yeah, it's a very hot one. Maybe let's start right there. What is jealousy, Paula?
So jealousy is an emotion that we feel based on the circumstances or situation that we're being exposed to and how we are responding and reacting to that. And it generally stems from feelings of insecurities, low self-esteem or self-worth, poor self-image, feeling humiliated or embarrassed, and also potentially linked to rage and anger as well.
Yeah. And is it normal to have these emotions manifest in relationships in particular?
Yes, you know, there are times where we may feel a little jealous or a little insecure, whether it's a romantic relationship or another kind of relationship. But, so it's a normal emotion to experience, but when it starts becoming unhealthy or toxic, that's when it's important to start doing something about it. Start understanding what is going on here and why am I feeling this way.
Yeah. And in most instances, I mean, is it an indication maybe of how valued that particular relationship is to you, and therefore maybe it is in a sense a feeling that a fear of abandonment, maybe even a fear of losing that relationship?
Absolutely. You know, we feel or the fears that are there is that this person that we love or care about, you know, especially from a romantic point of view, is going to leave us or abandon us. And that boils down to very human basic traits. We all want to be loved and accepted for who we are. And when we feel a threat, whether it's real or perceived, we can respond and react in a defensive way. We go into what we call the reptilian brain, where it's fight, flee, or freeze. And we're in survival about this relationship or this threat.
Yeah. And I mean, that flight, flee, kind of response, is that maybe to even say jealousy is kind of programmed into us in a sense, maybe?
Yeah, you know, it's part of our natural reactive behavior. When we're feeling threatened, whether it's physical threat or emotional threat, because the brain can't really perceive the difference between the two. But the emotion, the pain that we feel, can feel the same. So when we're feeling threatened, we will react in a reactive defensive way, which can lead to fighting, fleeing, or freezing.
Yeah, and we've already touched then on some of the emotions that come with them, one of them being fear. But what other emotions come with jealousy?
So anger and rage, feeling humiliated or feeling unsupported or unheard, feeling that potentially someone else is getting the focus and the priority and the attention or the recognition and validation that you want from your partner or from someone else that's close and important to you. And when we don't get that, then we can respond in a way that can come across as jealousy.
Yeah. 011-883-0702, relationship coach Paula Kunze with us to help us navigate this particular space, how to deal with a jealous partner. It could be in all forms of relationship, romantic relationships, it could be friendship, it could be family relationships, it could be all forms and all types of relationships where you see jealousy manifest. How have you dealt with it where you saw it manifest? Have you got questions around it? Maybe you're stuck somewhere in some aspect in this particular matter in your relationship, and you would like to have some advice on how to unlock it. Because maybe you just feel, look, I've tried everything. I've reached that point where I'm just hitting the roof. It doesn't seem like I am going anywhere progressing here in this particular space. Give us a call, 011-883-0702, or send us a voice note on 072-702-1702. Now, Paula, you mentioned that, fine, it's a little jealousy, great, reassuring in a sense in a relationship, and may even be something that is programmed in us. But then there is normal versus unhealthy jealousy, which is not a positive force. How does this begin to manifest? What generally are you reacting to?
You know, it really does depend on the type of relationship and the type of situation. But let's use a romantic relationship as an example. When you start noticing and observing your behavior and you're doing things out of character or behind your partner's back, so for example, you're checking their phone or their emails without their permission, you are constantly wanting to know your partner's whereabouts and you know, wanting them to check in with you all the time. Where are you? Who are you with? What time you're going to be home? What did you do? What did you say? And constantly checking up on them to, you know, with other people to find out if they are telling the truth or not. Or you can also get to the point where, you know, you may be accusing your partner of lying or not telling you the truth. Even the more that they say, well, that is the truth, this is what happened, you're constantly doubting them, you're constantly accusing them, because in your mind, you've already decided that they are guilty.
Yeah. And what heightens it? I mean, what are the motivations?
So, for example, if a partner or a person has been cheated on in a previous relationship, they could have trust issues, and this could be coming into the relationship itself. Also, our upbringing has a lot to do with our baggage. Every one of us has baggage. And so our childhood wounding plays a large role in terms of jealousy and, you know, poor self-esteem, self-image, self-worth, and feelings of abandonment and rejection. And that can come into our relationships as well.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to take some of your calls as well. 011-883-0702, dealing with what jealousy is. And then we'll move on and deal with some of the causes. And I see some of you are asking those questions. What are the causes? What are the contributors to jealousy? Makosonke in Jabulani Soweto, I'm coming to you in a moment. You can send us your voice notes as well. 072-702-1702. And you can call us on 011-883-0702.
Comment, relationship talk
on 702.
Right, let's see if we can set up this conversation then with your call, 011-883-0702. Your experiences of jealousy in relationships. You'd like to share with us how you're dealing with it. We've got Makosonke in Jabulani. Makosonke, good morning.
Yes, Tabo, my brother, and your guest.
Good, man. I appreciate your call and thank you very much for coming on. What do you want to add in this into this conversation?
Look, you spoke about how would you deal with a jealous partner.
Mm.
What I would say is that, firstly, for me, let's start with identifying the source of that jealousy.
Right.
Number one, is it from the previous relationships, or is it because what I'm doing, you know? So firstly, if it's from previous relationship, for me, I believe that then we need to then research as to, okay, what is the best way of dealing with that? It's either we've got a solution, or if we don't have the solution, then we need to research what is the best way of dealing with the situation. And if I am contributing, then given the fact that when you're in a relationship with someone, you need to care about how they feel. And especially if it's reasonable request,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe let's say, for example, I tend to flirt with girls,
mm-hmm.
with women, not that I'm interested in them, whatever, but the way maybe I do things, do you understand? It might suggest that I'm having interest in other women, and then I need to start to stop that behavior. I need to deal with stopping that behavior. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But also another challenge that I would want to highlight is that it depends also if it's toxic as well. I think for me, one needs to then firstly maybe stop the relationship and support this person to get help with regards to the situation, because now you find yourself being the scapegoat of whatever that was happening in the past. So there are those three dynamics that I believe should be taking place, because at the end of the day, you'll be a punching bag, you know, of something that happened.
That has got nothing to do with you. Yeah, all right.
Sure,
appreciate it. Thank you for the call, Makosoke, there in Javulani. Tavo in Pretoria, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm good. Yeah, you're speaking to Tavo from Pretoria.
Go for it, Tavo.
Oh, my guy, I think it sounds like you're talking about me.
Yo.
I'm in a relationship with this girl, and we're staying together. We have two kids now. But the strange thing, this lady is always taking my phone, even if maybe I'm sleeping on WhatsApp. I don't have a problem because I'm not cheating or anything. But she's becoming worse because I don't know, it's jealousy or it's love. You find that sometimes I'm from work, then I'm playing with the smaller child. Then you start saying, no, you don't love me. I see now you develop loving this child more than me. If I'm talking to a lady or at work, calls regarding work thing, always saying I'm cheating. I don't know. When I say, okay, fine, I say this relationship is not good, why don't we just separate, and then I'll be there for the sake of children?
Mm.
Saying no, it doesn't want, she's threatening of maybe committing suicide. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I tried speaking to maybe my parents because they are close with my family. She's close with my family.
Mm.
But
the
thing is...
When it started, Tabo, did you find it as a normal thing? Did it motivate you, maybe in a sense, or I know Mutwaka appreciates me, and maybe just got worse because you didn't see it coming?
Firstly, it seemed like she loves me. It started she's showing me how much she loves me, but as time goes, it's becoming worse.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tabo.
Sometimes she's crying when I'm trying to say, no, what's the problem? She doesn't stop crying and it's hitting me.
Yeah.
Paula,
would you say that would be the height of it, as I suppose, of an unhealthy, jealous relationship?
Definitely, if it's starting to impact your relationship and your behavior is starting to change as a result of that. So I would really sit down and have an open, honest conversation as to, you know, what's really going on that's contributing to you feeling that I'm giving more attention to my children than to you. How is it that I need to be there for you? How would you like me to show you that I love you and I'm committed to you and our relationship and our family? And if they aren't able to have that conversation themselves, then to definitely find a professional that can help them work through it together.
Yeah, does it always go to say, Paula, that if I'm looked at as maybe the perpetrator, I'm the one who must always change, you know, Makosonke saying sometimes you might even end up being a punching bag because maybe it's things that really have got nothing to do with you. You don't necessarily need to change your behavior.
That often does appear to be the case, and that's because when we are in a reactive, defensive state of mind, it's often very difficult for us to look at our own behavior and go, well, how am I contributing to the situation by how I'm behaving? And being able to take care of my own development and my own growth and help myself become more aware of my defensive behaviors and not just point the finger at my partner.
Yeah. And for Thabo, I mean, is it something that in your view would never disappear on its own? I mean, does jealousy disappear as maybe the relationship grows?
Yeah. Jealousy can disappear as the relationship grows and as both partners feel more secure in the relationship with each other and you're able to have open, honest conversations and deal with and resolve conflicts and to be able to move forward and to give each other the reassurance and the trust that you need to know that you're committed and you're there for each other in the long term.
Yeah. Thabo, are you able to spark that conversation, have that honest conversation?
Yeah, I'm listening. I feel like maybe if we can find someone to intervene, like, or try to talk with us, because I really love this person, but I want her to change. Not only her, you'll find maybe it's me on the other side I contribute to.
All right, Thabo, thank you very much for sharing your story and wish you all the best. So maybe even a counselor, Paula, intervening in this particular instance would be a good thing because it doesn't seem like Thabo thinks he'll be able to broker this conversation by himself.
Most definitely, and sometimes in the case, especially where there are young children involved and the woman is staying at home to look after the children, you know, she sometimes can feel solely responsible that she's taking care of the home and the raising the children while the partner goes out and, you know, lives their life, so to speak. Their life carries on, their life hasn't changed, but my life has changed because I'm now staying at home and having to take care of everything. And we all know raising children can be a challenge on any given day. And so potentially she's not feeling supported, she's not feeling heard, and it's showing up in this jealous way towards the children.
011-883-0702 with your stories, your suggestions, how you see this emotion playing out in your relationship and how you are intervening and creating an atmosphere that responds to it. You can also send us voice notes on 072-702-1702. Listen to these.
Good morning. So I told my girlfriend about my work life and things were not good. And then after that, I started being jealous and I stalk her online and yeah, things are bad and I get irritated with their small things. If she doesn't say I love you, I get upset. If she goes to bed without saying good night, I get upset.
To me also jealousy is a disease and I've never wanted even to date or get married to people who are jealous. First of all, jealousy most of the time is done by those people who are cheating. So they are very scared to be cheated on. So among my friends, I know it for sure. One of the other things also is that jealousy is also from those people who are not confident of themselves. So I don't even want to be with people who are not confident about themselves. Who always want to know what does their partner do this time and this time and this time. No, those people are very obsessed. And those people, they can kill you also.
Casey in Kagiso. So to Casey's point, firstly, people who are jealous are people who themselves are not faithful in relationships. I don't know. Paula?
Yes, that can be the case. Mm. And definitely, you know, the only way to work through jealousy is first of all to acknowledge what you're feeling and potentially what the source is or what's triggering it. And then how do we find a way forward that we can work through this together?
Yeah. Work-life challenges certainly seem to be a contributing factor from the story of the first caller to say things are not going well at work. And therefore, that was a trigger for me to begin to stock, so to speak, my partner, not being happy when she doesn't smile when I talk to her, or she doesn't say good night and good morning, you know, things like that. How do you strike that balance between work and life challenges?
So I think most important is to have realistic expectations from your relationship and your partner, and understand that your partner is not responsible for your happiness. Yes, they can contribute to your happiness, but you also need to find happiness and fulfillment from within and to be your own person. So a healthy relationship consists of two people that can retain their individuality but come together and co-create the us we ours, which is their relationship. And so you can't expect your partner to be at your beck and call 24/7 and to do everything together. You need space to be your own person too. And so you've got to find that balance through your work environment, through your hobbies and your friends, but also in your relationship and your partner too.
Yeah. Paula Quincy, relationship coach, staying with us. And we are taking more of your calls. I see them coming through. 011-883-0702. The relationship focus today being on a jealous partner. How to deal with a jealous partner. Also, how to cope with your own jealousy, right? Because it's very easy to point the jealousy to somebody else. But sometimes the jealousy is within you, like voice note which said, look, it was my own work-life challenges that triggered my jealousy, and then I began to act it out, and we'll explore the consequences as well of being in a jealous relationship. You can give us a shout, 011-883-0702, or send us a voice note, 072-702-1702.
Relationship Talk
on 702.
Relationship focus with Paula Quincy, relationship coach, and we are talking, of course, jealousy. Looks like a lot of men are dealing with this topic today. Where are the ladies? Ladies, where are you? And as long as it's only men that are dealing with the situation, give us a call and tell us your stories of how you are dealing with this situation. 011-883-0702, or you can send us your voice notes on 072-702-1702. Let's go to Germiston. Jack, good morning. Yes, sir. Welcome. Go for it.
Yes. I was listening to your previous caller talking about how his relationship was not good. It's not good with the baby mother, the mother of his kids. So it happened to me also, but we break up. But I found out that there were same characters, like jealousy when you go somewhere, you come back. Yeah, you come from your girlfriend's, and from nowhere, you understand. You are being loyal, doing everything as a father, but you find this person's behavior is getting awkward. For 4 years, 2 years was okay, but 2 years after maybe having a kid was not okay. Then sitting with the family, trying to sort out what's the problem. No, it doesn't listen to me. So I was afraid to understand why. How must I listen? You must do this, do that. And I was afraid to even say, even when I'm not even wrong, I would say, I am sorry, just for her to come back, because when she needs, was living with the kid. So it found that, as the previous caller to say, he doesn't understand that I had to go even to a therapy to find out. They will ask me, what's the behavior problem?
Yeah.
And when did it start? They will tell me, no, the therapy said no. Sometimes you find that people have disorder after having a kid.
Mm.
You see, now the personality comes stronger, that, okay, she loves you, but now it's becoming a depression. You understand? And now the person doesn't know herself, that, no, I'm having certain disorders, and you don't know. And I found out from the family that, no, we have a problem of mental issues in the family. And sometimes we have to sit down and tell this person face to face that, look, we have a mental disorder in family relatives, and it can happen that you have it too. So it happens that we guys find ladies that sometimes have mental issue problems,
yeah,
and you don't know how to deal with it.
And how did it resolve in your case, Jack?
We started with the family. She left because now it was getting worse. You know, when you have a family, some family members, when you sit with the family, they'll try to protect the other one. not to show that, no, we have a problem in the family, because we found the problem from the father's side. Her father's side came because one of the principals to say, no, I'm a principal and I deal with people. We have training for mental issues and certain things. And as I'm checking your relationship with this lady, we do have a mental issue problem from the mother's side. We know about it. It's just that for them to confront you with it, it's not going to be good. It's like selling out their kid. So they'll stand by their kid and the relationship gets bad and toxic because she left trying to suicide. Then I say, ah, you can leave. And said, no, I'll leave. But now you see, we have a kid. It's a person who doesn't understand herself. And how do you help that person now?
Yeah. All right, Jack and Jemison, thank you very much for sharing your story. Solomon in Boksburg, hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's my first time on the line.
Welcome, Solomon.
Yes.
Tell us, what is your story? I mean, how did jealousy manifest in your relationship and what created it?
Naturally, I was not a jealous person before and I was not cheated before. It was not something I have experienced or anything like that. And it has nothing to do with confidence issues. I don't have issues there.
Mm.
But it honestly started when things are not happening as the way we planned or the way they're supposed to be happening in the relationship. Like your communication, receiving text messages from weird people or calls, stuff like that. Then it started, then it went on to a level where now a person is being asked where he is or he needs to call to verify his location and all of that. So that's how it built up for me. So I contradict the other guy who called about the self-confidence or people can even matter you and anything like that.
Yeah. So you're saying in your instance was created by miscommunication or at least things not happening as agreed upon or as they're expected to happen?
Yes, on a normal basis.
Yeah. All right, Solomon in Box, we appreciate your call. 011-883-0702, send your voice notes as well. 072-702-1702. As we focus this afternoon on a Friday on jealousy in relationship, we've got Paula Quincy helping us through the conversation. Maybe you've got some pointed questions, you've got some experiences to share. You are maybe a jealous partner yourself. Tell us what triggered it for you. Right. It'd be interesting to hear all the sort of kind of triggers, but also how did you get over it and how did you manage to solve your situation? Because, of course, yes, sometimes it disappears on its own, but sometimes you would need to deal with it, for example, by trying to get to the root of it and dealing with it and facing it that way. Paula, two things that we are hearing, or maybe a little bit more. Firstly, it's the sense that people who realize sometimes that they're in jealous relationships, they stay. And another saying, for 2 years for the sake of the kids and for the sake of not embarrassing the family and so on and so forth. What's the consequence of that?
Well, the consequence is it can lead to a toxic environment and unhealthy behavior between the two partners, but also for the children involved, in that they don't have an stable emotional environment to grow up in. And so it can affect your children, and it can also affect your own mental health and well-being. When you're constantly being checked up on or criticized or punished or controlled or manipulated, it eventually does erode at your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your self-worth. Sometimes you can resort to people-pleasing behavior because you just want to try and convince this person that you are telling the truth, or that they have got nothing to worry about, because we want to be accepted, we want to be loved, and it can erode your complete wellness and well-being of you as a person and your individuality and your identity.
Yeah, indeed. And the after pregnancy situation, but also the history of mental illness in the family, could those be contributing factors?
They can be. So after pregnancy, you know, majority of women don't feel they're most attractive because of what they've been going through, the changes from a hormonal point of view, from a physical point of view, for 9 months. They don't feel attractive to their partner. They're concerned that potentially their partner's going to leave them, you know, those kind of things. They're also trying to deal with the now trying to be a mother, and whether it's their first child or second child, and going through all of that. And, you know, it does take its toll, especially when your partner is not being there for you in the way that you need them to be there for you. And this is where communication is definitely the key and the solution to finding a way forward. And mental health issues does add another layer of complexity to a relationship. And it's how do you manage that, depending on what the diagnosis is and how severe it is.
Yeah. And Solomon saying, for me, it was not even about a confidence issue. It was not a cheating issue. I'm not an insecure person, but things started happening in a way that was not expected, or in other words, in a way that was not agreed upon, and there was no communication. And that for me began to be a red flag.
Yes, and that's, you know, where it comes back to expectations. What were my expectations of my partner and the relationship? And were we aligned and on the same page, or was it perfection, my perfection versus reality? And how often did we check in with each other? Are we still on the same page? Are we still aligned? Where are areas that we're falling short on that we can improve on, and we work together on them as a couple? Or did we just, over time, what happens is we can become complacent and we stop making the effort and we start drifting apart?
Yeah, indeed. Let me take some more calls. Caroline, glad you called. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, how are you?
Good to get a female voice here. I've been getting a lot of guys calling. I wanted to hear the female voice on this particular topic. Welcome, Caroline. What's your take? What's your contribution?
My contribution is the partners should put God first in everything they do.
Mm.
If they pray together, then thereafter they must make a list of everything, the dislikes and the likes, and then put it down and speak to each other. What do you like? What do you want? Where is the way to go forward? If they do that and God is first as their priority, then the relationship will work out for the better.
Yeah.
They must, and both partners must also offer their tithes, because it's through God that they have their job. And everything else will fall into place, because the Bible declares it. God says when they put one foot forward or they offer their tithe, he will do the rest. This is what my experience in life.
Caroline, appreciate it, and thank you for sharing it. Caroline there in Annadale saying faith, a lot of faith in that relationship played a role, and certainly their commitment to their faith and being honest and putting things on the table and on the plate. Some more messages coming through as well. We'll get to those in a moment. Plus, I see some calls. We'll take a last batch of calls then when we return from the break. 011-883-0702. Let's hear more of your stories. Ladies, give us a call. Let's hear what your experiences are and how you dealt with those situations in your environment. How did you create an atmosphere of trust? How did you, and after having gone through their bout of a little bit of jealousy, how did you come back and create an atmosphere of trust and develop a really healthy attachment to one another? 1146
on 702.
Relationship talk
on 702.
Talking relationships on the line. Hi, Tao. My boyfriend was a serial cheater, and I always was crying until I cheated back. And to tell you, that was my ultimate medication, and now I don't care anymore. Ooh, doesn't sound too healthy, that one. Paula, and we've got Nancy as well from Centurion. Nancy, good morning.
Morning, Tao. How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you for calling, Nancy. What's your story?
So the whole issue of jealousy for me, I it can be acceptable to a certain extent if it's just there to put boundaries, you know. In its mildest form, it can be normal and can be acceptable. If it provokes you to communicate and to draw boundaries as a couple, to say, you know, I don't like it when you do this, or when this happens, I feel like, you know, I feel less confident in myself when you don't answer your calls, I get worried or whatnot, you know. But also, it can also be easily related to the person and their self-confidence and their, you know, and their own trust issues themselves. And if you have a partner that is constantly provoking you to be, I don't know what you call, to be not so sure of yourself as a partner in the relationship, then you most probably be with the wrong person. I think the relationship should be mutually beneficial, and it should also give you both guys peace, you know. So if you have a partner that is constantly putting you in a state where you're not, then you should question yourself, number one, do I feel like I'm good enough for this person? If you know that you are good enough for this person, then you've done enough, then you are enough. And if they're not seeing, if they're putting you in a position where you're not, you're starting to doubt yourself, then you're probably with the wrong partner, and you should just, you know, check out. So I think everything also just quickly relates it to you, yourself, as a person, and your view of yourself.
Yeah. All right. Nancy there in Centurion. I appreciate it. Thanks for that contribution. Mark in Benoni. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Mark. I hope you're well too.
I can't complain. I'm also in a similar situation. I'm dating this lady. I'm the jealousy party. The reason for being jealous is when we started dating, things were all well. Everything was fantastic and stuff not. But nowadays, when she has to answer the calls, she goes to the bathroom, she doesn't want and need to touch her phone, even though I'm not looking for anything, you know, I just want to look at time. She doesn't want me to look at the time. But now I've only discovered that she's actually also dating somebody in her home time. So every time when she goes home, from 8 o'clock up until the morning, her phone is unreachable. You can't reach her on her phone, you see. So I've noticed that there's certain changes. So what I'm saying is that most of the jealousy that it's happening in my situation is because of a change of behavior from my part. And it has been confirmed that whenever she goes home or to her parents' home per week, her phone, she can't pick up the phone. And then there is some other friend of mine that is from the same hometown. She said that she has seen her with some parents of not. Mm-hmm. So that's the situation that you need me to be jealous of not, of which I don't like it. I don't like to be in that situation.
Yeah. I'm glad, Mark, you don't like it, because then that means you're going to do something about it, and you're going to tackle it. Let's hear some advice from Paula there. Paula, the question, I suppose, even with Mark and even with Nancy, that she was raising of creating or at least articulating boundaries. You see, Mark is saying that this question of taking your calls in the bathroom, you know, maybe there needs to be a boundary created around that, or when you are away, the fact that I will call you the whole day and there will be at least not even one response. I mean, are those boundaries healthy boundaries maybe to create?
Definitely, you need to put boundaries down that are acceptable to the both of you. You know, if you've got to put down an unrealistic boundary where your partner can't have any male friends or female friends, you know, that's erring more on the side of controlling and manipulative. So it's most important is to sit down and say, I've noticed and I've observed this behavior. Every time you get a phone call, you get up and you leave the room and you go to answer it. And I'm curious as to why you need to do that. You know, our relationship should thrive on honesty and trust and transparency, and I feel that you're not upholding those values right now. So, you know, if you've got nothing to hide, why are you always leaving the room? And if you do know that your partner is cheating, you know, you have a choice here to decide if this is a deal breaker for you or not, or whether you're willing to accept this behavior. Because if it goes against your value system, why are you staying in this environment if it's having a negative impact on you?
Yeah. Peter in Joburg South. Hi, Peter.
Yes.
Welcome. Go for it.
Yes.
Yes, Peter. What is your story?
No, I did tell you most of my story. So as I hear now what this lady was speaking.
Yeah.
So I think it's right what she's saying, but because I'm thinking it's better I just walk out on her and just leave her like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you. She's jealous when you speak to female friends, when you speak to your sisters, and so on and so forth.
Because even my sister was telling me now, this morning she was swearing me so bad on WhatsApp because I told her I don't have money for data, for you see. So she's like, no, I must just leave. And also, it's fine, I'll just walk out on it.
All right, Peter, there in Joburg South. Thank you for your call and for sharing your story. How do we develop healthy attachments, Paula, as we wrap up in creating an atmosphere of trust in relationships?
So healthy attachment first is, you know, understanding what is your stuff, what is your baggage that is potentially you are bringing into the relationship with you, and how do you deal with that and work through that for your own well-being, but also for the benefit of your partner and your relationship. So doing your own healing and growth work, but then also as a couple, being able to be aligned and on the same page as to what is acceptable and unacceptable healthy behavior in our relationship. So do I feel safe? Do I feel I can trust you? Do I feel supported by you? Do I feel that you've got my back? How do you speak to me? How do you speak about me? How do we treat each other when we're with each other, when we're not with each other? And are we, working towards the same value systems, which also includes being able to put down healthy boundaries? And if you can have open and honest conversations about these topics, that will already in itself form a healthy connection and a healthy bond and a healthy relationship.
Fantastic. That's Paula Quincy, relationship expert. Paula, appreciate your time and thank you for joining us this morning here on the Clement Magnatella Show.